prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me,
doctor?
You said, yeah, 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 yeah.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Hey, Frank, how's it going over there? Oh, I'm glad. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? I hope you did. Yeah, I cooked. Ate too much. Well, a little bit. Not too bit. Not too much, but, you know, more than usual. But, you know, you're having things you don't know. Normally have, you know, you don't have pumpkin pie every day. It was too good to pass up, right? Yours was restful. I'm glad you had some good restful time. I was low key. You know, I was in the kitchen most of the time doing my, you know, Betty Crocker thing, and I enjoyed cooking. It was kind of like a stress reliever for me. So I got some pies going, and this year I made Texas brisk. And it was really a nice change, you know, from the turkey and ham thing. My kids loved it, you know, all the sides and everything. It was just, they got to go see, you know, in-laws and all this other stuff too. So, I mean, how many turkey dinners can you eat, right? So, I tried to change. One year I did salmon, and that was a hit too. So, don't be afraid to change it up a little out there. Well, thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network and Herb Talk Live. We're going to empower you. The first part of the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about fact hunting, getting a little harder out there if you're out on the internet looking for stuff. And we got a quack report. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And, you know, we can't lose hope. And in Lamentations 3, it says, "It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." God's in control, and we got to trust in him. That's the hard part. That's our hard part. You know, that's the test that we got to overcome and succeed at. So we got to trust in him and do our part, you know. So now is the time to seek the Lord, because he is the way. Mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, here it is. The Missouri court says COVID mandates, restrictions imposed by the whims of the public health bureaucrats, are illegal. Yay! Hope they don't overturn it, you know. This is the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri. Judge Daniel Green, he ruled that all restrictions and mandates imposed by the Department of Health and the Senior Services in response to the COVID-19 are illegal. In his decision, he stated unequivocally that the whims of the public health bureaucrats do not supersede representative government as provisioned by the Constitution. Well, amen, right? He says this means that the state legislators, not unelected public health officials, are executive branch politicians, or I should say executive branch politicians, are the ones that make the decisions and on behalf of we the people. So, yeah, I mean, that's what these mandates were. They didn't have an enacting clause, which means your legislative branches voted on it that represent you. It's totally illegal. And I don't get it. You know, a lot of the – well, I do. It's pressure. People getting pressure and they're pressure to do stuff. Well, this is the Missouri's Department of Health and Senior Services, their regulations – now they have to abolish them if it's upheld. Representative government, you know, is the rule of the land. So that was the thing that really was a wonderful moment was, you know, our legislative bodies, only Congress and our legislative bodies can do these things and not people that are unauthorized with no representative government power to do that. The court finds they cannot do that. So let us praise the Lord for that victory, right? Hope we get some more. United Auto Workers, next up here, a union successfully negotiates a reversal of the COVID jab mandate for their members. This is the first time members of the international union, United Automotive, Aerospace, and Agricultural Implemented Workers of America, they'll not have to get vaccinated in order to keep their jobs. They will be able to use their own immune systems. How wonderful. This is the COVID-19 Joint Task Force that represented employees at General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and other large corporations, issued a statement indicating that the policy of voluntary disclosure was established that allows UAW members to avoid having or provide proof of injection in order to remain employed. So the workers at now Boeing and other government contractors, not so fortunate as their companies still require them to show proof of vaccine in order to keep working. Boeing employees did try to stage walkouts and protests, and they do have a lawsuit going, which, you know, now they have a temporary injunction, but we'll see how that goes. You know how it is, status quo. Mm-hmm. Last but not least in the Quack Report, what is this new variant, Frank? Have you heard about the new variant? They give it some weird names, don't they? Omicron, the new Omicron variant, it came out of, what, Africa? Yeah, Africa was doing really great, and then all of a sudden they're shutting Africa down. I think this is all staged, in my opinion. But the latest strain of the COVID-19 variant called Omicron appears to only affect people who are fully vaccinated. Yeah. So this this task, what'd you say, Frank? Omicron opening in a theater near you. Yeah, it sounds like a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? Yeah, it's a good title. Now, here it is, four cases detected among travelers who were tested for the SARS-CoV during their pre-travel testing routine. They're the ones that came up with this new variant, and they've all been vaccinated. I don't get it. If you've been vaccinated, why are they testing you? I guess the testing and the vaccination will never cease. You know, jab, jab, and swab, swab, jab, jab, swabs, jab, swab, jab, swab. I mean, right? Seriously, I have to give it to Pastor Sanders out of Cleveland, Ohio, on WHKW. He calls the face mask face diapers, so he's giving it a new twist. I know this is serious, but it's just absolutely insane, I think. So, well, time will prove us all correct. The ones with common sense, right? Right? Time will vindicate us all. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. What'd you say, Frank? If time doesn't kill us first. Oh, well, it says, yeah, well, you know, God's got a plan. I'm trusting in his plan. It's superior to anything we could think of. All right, we're going to talk about the fact hunting. If you're online looking for facts, information, research, getting harder. It is. I've noticed this. Have you noticed this, Frank? The internet under a scrub down kind of thing. Well, a lot of people are questioning if a medical treatment, if it was so harmful, why would doctors and nurses support it and encourage you to get it? I hear this all the time. You know, you hear this a lot from millennials as well. So this doubt will inhibit a lot of people from finding the truth with regards to a lot of these treatments out there that are supposedly licensed and approved by government agencies. So the average person has a lot of difficulty coming to grips with, you know, that they may have been deceived. They have a trouble with this. They have trouble with this. They have, it's almost like they don't believe the devil exists kind of thing. Oh, they wouldn't lie to me. So they're having trouble coming to the grips that they've been deceived by the medical establishment. So even if they do not trust the government, they reason that their doctor wouldn't recommend anything harmful to them. So we're going to take a look at this. People having trouble finding information that may shed some light on stuff. You know what I say? I say betrayal is evil. That's what it is. You know, if you're supposed to do no harm, is what doctor's oath used to be, well, then if they're doing harm, it's quite a betrayal, isn't it? They're asking you to trust them, and then it's a betrayal of trust. So when we realize that every person is vulnerable to collapsing under pressure, which, you know, could involve direct harm even, then we see that even the best intended physician can be persuaded to lie to their patients. So the difference between a physician that will cover up lies and deceive patients and those who won't is integrity. That's what it is, straight up. Integrity is a character trait, and it comes from God. If it's something good, it comes from God. All good things come from God. See? So our medical professionals do not receive any support to do the right thing from the AMA or the FDA. Let me read you this quote. Dr. Mercola says this: the AMA explicitly teaches doctors how to deceive patients and the media when asked tough questions about COVID-19, its treatment options, and also the vaccine. He says the AMA supports expansion of the COVID-19 vaccines, the mandates, and sanctions for non-compliance. Dr. Mercola goes on to say the AMA, National Council of State Boards of Nursing, and other such organizations within healthcare threaten doctors and nurses who want to speak out against the COVID treatments or the vaccine by taking away their licenses to work. Yep. What do you think of that, Frank? You cannot speak your mind. You're not allowed an opinion at all. Well, now the Biden administration required the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, to create those rules that all businesses with 100 employees or more have to be fully vaccinated with the COVID, or the business or the staff members would face significant fines. Remember that? You remember that, Frank, right? What'd you say, Frank? Can't say what I think on radio. Yeah. I mean, that's, if you can't have an opinion, you know, freedom of speech, where to go? Well, here's the thing. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, like we mentioned in the Quack Report, ruled that OSHA, the Emergency Temporary Standards Act exceeds the scope of OSHA authority and it is unconstitutional. So the Centers for Medicare, also the Department of Health and Human Services, also implementing rules forcing mandates is also unconstitutional. Think about that. So these acts demonstrate lawlessness beyond the scope of normal comprehension. Really. This is where people have trouble. Why would these agencies do something wrong, unconstitutional, and harmful? Mm-hmm. So will the court stand their ground, or will it be overturned? We will see if this will stand. Time is going to tell. So when doctors and nurses and the average worker are punished for following their conscience and what is right and using sound evidence-based health care, right, regarding the topic, when waiting for someone else to do something about it, you know, you're going to risk everything. So if you're waiting for somebody else to do something, you can just forget it. And what'd you say? And it's the unconstitutional in the Fifth Circuit that is unconstitutional everywhere. Yeah, exactly. It's everywhere. Here's what Dr. Mercola goes on to say. Say doctors and nurses are told to say the COVID shots are safe and effective. End of discussion. That's what they're told. Do not cross this line or you will not be a physician anymore or a nurse. And so this is a good example of when injustice becomes a law, resistance becomes duty. As a quote by Bertolt Brecht. Yep. Let me read it again. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. That's the same thing God pretty much says in the Bible. He says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That's what it is. Said another way. Well, internet scrub, that's what we're seeing. I'm noticing it. I'm thinking you have too, Frank. You may have noticed that, you know, more of the information is being scrubbed from your internet, making it harder to find truth. So search engines are scrubbing a lot of data that provides vital information on what people need to know to make their own decisions, especially regarding health stuff. So doctors who post any opinion at all tend to get fired when it comes to this COVID thing. Dr. Mary Baldwin said she treats unvaccinated patients and she thought it was shameful to refuse them treatment. See, remember, I think the hospital or some health authority where she was saying, you know, back of the line, they're unvaccinated, push them back, they're not going to get first treated. They're going to have to wait kind of thing, or maybe not get treated at all. So, nursing, the nurses are also catching fire from the National Council of State Boards of Nursing if they step out of line on the COVID agenda, and these health professionals are labeled disseminators, and they're spreading misleading information. That's what they're labeled. If they speak out, they are to face a disciplinary action board. So what'd you say, Frank? Always download and save any information that you may see, I think, may be also of value. Yeah, because it may not be there later, right? Yep. Here's a quote from Mary Baldwin. She's a doctor at Houston, or was it Houston Methodist Hospital. She said, "It's astonishing to me as a physician that I am not entitled to my medical opinion. If doctors challenge the vaccine agenda, this is what will happen to you." So she had her privileges revoked at the hospital. So if you get your privilege revoked, you can't see patients. Now Zero Hedge says this, that it's an interesting benchmark given that it was once considered false to claim that COVID vaccines didn't stop the vaccinated from spreading COVID, which is now all too obvious a fact, isn't it? They go on to say, and quite constitutes misinformation about COVID is anyone's guess, given that several things that turned out to be plausible or true, such as the origin of the virus behind the lab it came from, were once deemed also misinformation and conspiracy theory, but we all know that's been changed. And it seems, they said, likely that whatever the National Institutes of Health and all these other, Pfizer and all the authorities deem as misinformation, tends to become the standard within the media. Yeah, we know that too. Mm-hmm. So questioning the health authorities or public health in general issues, any of these issues, their agenda, is now considered terrorism, domestic terrorism, right? Have you heard that, Frank? I have heard that several times. So now many are really not ready to choose between doing the right thing and speaking the truth because they don't want to suffer the consequences. I would say a majority of your health professionals are not willing to suffer those consequences. So, yeah, your doctor may be lying to you. So it doesn't have to be this way. Really, it doesn't. Enough people have to stand up. Really, now's the time. If you're waiting for somebody else to do it, you're going to risk everything. We're risking a nation. So when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty, and resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And doesn't the Bible say, when the wicked are in rule, the people mourn? I think America's not celebrating right now. I think they're mourning. I think the whole world is. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, the Bible says. So what we have is the wicked are ruling. The evil is here. The evil day. And so we can just sit back and twiddle our thumbs and hope things get better. We can start as a collective people with integrity, God-fearing integrity, can start standing up, see, and saying, no, I'm not going to go along with that. Where's the evidence? Where's the true evidence that that works? What'd you say, Frank? I believe it's because they do not have Jesus as their savior, and they are evil liars and murderers. Well, that's a possibility. You know, they're scientists. Sometimes scientists are kind of, you know, not on that same sheet of music as the Holy Scripture. This is true. Well, I just think people need to start standing up for what they know is right in their heart. And let the Lord protect you. He can put a hedge about you. Protect you from all manner of wickedness. He can do that. Yep. If he can speak a world into creation and create man, he can do that. He can do a lot more. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time. And if you're looking for some really fabulous herbal formulas to improve immunity, cleanse the organs of the body, and strengthen metabolism, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their free catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com is the website, and sign up for their newsletters. They're absolutely free. I see where I'm late in this break, so we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
We're going to be talking about, what are we going to be talking about now for the next 30 minutes here? I wanted to talk about how people can recover from viruses pretty quickly. We've covered this numerous times, but I think maybe this is a good opportunity since we're kind of in the middle of the winter and people tend to get, you know, bugs a lot, viruses, colds. So I thought, well, you know, let's just cover this again. Give people some protection, give them some tools and wisdom, okay? I know there's some viruses out there that are real buggers, you know? I think I had one like 2 years ago. I was on the air when I got that, Frank. Remember I was talking to you? And I'm like, I don't feel good. And I was out for 2 days. So I missed Thursday's show, but I was back to work on Friday. So there is a way to get over a lot of these flu bugs, these viruses, in just 2 to 3 days. So we're going to talk about that. So you've heard in the media, they speculate, about flu bugs, incubation times, how long, you've heard this on the news, before COVID, people will talk about, influenzas, and people are going to be out of work, a week, kids out of school, really bad. Entire schools could close down in small communities where people just, spread the flu bug in the school. So, but, we live in different times. We live in a pandemic, crazy world. Insanity, in my opinion, but I'm not alone. There's some virologists like Johan Gazik thought it was crazy what we're doing with the COVID thing. But a lot of reports in the media about viruses and mutations and stuff. But you know what? One thing is for sure. Mutated or not, pathogens are not resistant to antibodies your immune system makes. They're resistant to drug therapies, but not antibodies. Now, here is what the medical journals are reporting and what people can manifest regarding your COVID thing. No symptoms at all, and they could still have COVID. Well, here's the thing. The National Library of Medicine Institute of Health did a report, a study in 2012, but they didn't release it for publication until late 2019 on COVID. So they've been messing with COVID a while. It wasn't a novel virus. The National Institute of Health and the CDC have been lying to you about that. There's some more deception and betrayal right there. That ought to give you a heads up. COVID's been around since the 60s, officially, in research. So if I can find this stuff, hello, your medical doctor can, but as we know, they're pressured not to say anything. See? So here it is. U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health, they said that if your immune system is healthy and robust and you have minerals like zinc, the immune system will use the zinc to create protection on the outside of your cells, and the COVID can't penetrate the cell to make you sick. So you may test positive for COVID, but you're not sick. It's not that hard to understand that. What, Frank? Why exactly would I care if I have a disease that has no adverse symptoms? Well, you're asymptomatic, so your immune system's working on it. Your immune system's protecting you, see. The problem Johan Gazik saw when he looked at COVID back in early 2020, he's a renowned virologist, studies diseases. He was in retirement. All the countries of Europe pulled his butt out of retirement and says, look at this COVID for us. Tell us what you think. And he told them. He says, it's just a flu bug. Most people have already come in contact with it. A minority of people will have issues with COVID because they'll have underlying conditions like heart disease and diabetes. But a majority of people are not going to suffer from this virus. He said what governments were doing was quite draconian, but we all know why they're doing it, don't we? So here's what one of the reports said. It says the individual's health of their immune system, is it strong? Also, previous exposure to the virus or similar viruses would give you an antibody which can be adapted. The individual's health overall is also a part of the mix. And if you have any inflammatory issues in the system, and also if you're taking prescription medications, could be a big player in whether a disease or a virus can kind of put you down. Okay. So, because anybody that's read any kind of research on a prescription they've been told to take should research them, because a lot of these prescription drugs flush these minerals right out of your system and leave you vulnerable. That's important to know. It leaves your immune system working with not adequate minerals. Okay, so A new study, University of Melbourne in Australia, they had some joint research they did with the Peter Daughtry Institute for Infections and Immunity. Their report got published. They were saying how COVID symptoms you can recover from that virus in just 3 days. So the researchers observed that people of average health around 40 years of age that had mild to moderate virus symptoms for COVID, their immune system overcame the infection within 3 days. This was a journal article, March 17, 2020, Journal of Natural Medicine. This is not in your news. Sounds like cold and flu to me. Yeah, that's right, Frank. That's what it is. Here's a quote from the report. Dr. Nijin of the Peter Daughtry Institute, he says, 3 days after the patients were admitted, we saw large populations of several immune system cells, which are often a telltale sign they're recovering during influenza infection. So we predicted that the patients would recover in 3 days, which is what happened. Yeah. Another key thing, though, when you get a virus infection is not to work against your immune system. Let it work. Don't take things for aches and pains and fever to shut it off, because you're going to be sick 5 to 7 days if you do that. Because your immune system, when your fever activates, that means your antibodies have activated. So your antibodies are temperature specific. I know your doctors don't tell you this stuff. But you shut the fever off, you shut off the antibodies, and you're sicker longer. Okay? So you may be more comfortable from the aches and pains of a flu bug, but you will suffer 5 to 7 days with it because your immune system's been turned off. And then it's got to start all over again. What I like to do for the aches and pains is take a few warm baths during the day. It lifts that achy feeling. And I know people go, well, I don't want to have a seizure with my fever. It's 102. Look at that. I took my temperature. It's 102. Take me to the emergency room. Don't freak out. That's a normal fever. And febrile seizures are rare. Here's what you do if you're worried about that. Don't take your Tylenol or aspirin. Don't lower the fever, but you want to keep the fever wet. Hydrate, 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 fluids, and you're flushing that virus out of the system. See, this is how this works. Virology 101, listen careful. Your immune system creates the antibodies to kill the infection, and then the debris from the attack and killing of the antibody has to be flushed out of the system, and this is where the fluids come in. Okay, got to get that stuff out of there. Okay. Because it's toxic, even though the virus is dead, you don't want to hold on to that. So, and don't drink anything with caffeine in it. Caffeine is dehydrating to the system, and you're kind of undermining your whole purpose of hydrating. Okay? What, Frank? And if one stays hydrated, the chances of getting sick in the first place is greatly reduced. This is true. I mean, Frank, think about this. Think of the American diet or habits. People get up in the morning, whether they have coffee or tea or an energy drink, something with caffeine. It gets them going. They're off to work early in the morning. And then they may have another cup of coffee or some more caffeine once they hit the office, right, or wherever they're working. And then lunch comes, and what do they have? A Coke, maybe, or iced tea, something with caffeine in it, usually. Very few drink bottled water. And then 3 o'clock comes, and you get this, I'm dragging feeling, more caffeine, right? Another cup of something. And then at dinner, here it is, dinner, end of day, put your feet up, have a little relaxing time. What do they have? Alcohol with dinner. All these dehydrating beverages all day long. You know, you get so much dehydration going, your thirst mechanism kind of gets deactivated a little bit. It numbs. It dulls the thirst. Here's what you do. If you really want to know how thirsty you are, how dehydrated you are, drink nothing but water for 2 weeks, and you'll see just how thirsty you are. You come off the caffeine and the alcohol, you will crave water. Not kidding you. It's amazing. And here's the other interesting metabolic scientific truth. Water and salt are counter-regulatory in your system. How many people are taking a devitalized salt like Morton salt that's just sodium chloride because all the other nutrition's removed, or they're just on no salt at all? Think about that. If water and salt are counter-regulatory in the human system, where does that put you, especially if you're drinking a lot of dehydrated stuff all day long? Ugh. Your body's probably saying, what are you doing? You know, you're making it harder. You know, you're going to age faster too. Now, salt is so important, pay attention, that if you go to the hospital and you're admitted, or if you're in the ambulance and they're trying to pump fluids into you, it's a saline drip. It's salt water. Now, if salt's so bad for you, why do they do that? Well, scientifically speaking, if you don't have enough saline salt, your cells collapse or they explode. A good indicator is varicose veins. Yep. So the secret to salt is you get a salt with the nutrition still in it, and that would be a sun-dried salt, not a distilled processed salt. And a sun-dried salt is not white, it's off-white. So Celtic salt, make sure, take a piece of paper with you to the store if it says ocean Celtic salt. Put the paper up next to it and see if it's white as the paper. If it's white as the paper, it's got no nutrition in it anymore. And when you have salt that has nutrition in it, 84 microminerals, it doesn't promote hypertension. So we've gotten away from so many basic health truths, Frank. It's just incredible. Okay, so modern medicine tells you to take Tylenol to shut off a fever when you're sick. And they also tell people to stay off all salt or do a salt-restricted diet. And, of course, they don't even tell you the difference between a healthy salt and an unhealthy one. Come on. This is basic stuff that, of course, healthy people don't make them any money. See? And as I've said before, in the Asian continent, they pay their doctor a few cents a day when they're well and stop paying them when they get sick. So over there, it's in the best interest of the doctor to keep his patients well, while over here, it's in the best interest of the doctor to keep their patients, what, not so well? An illusion of wellness, managing your symptoms, not actually curing you of anything. Now, don't get me wrong, healthcare has got its good part, and that's trauma care. But internal medicine issues, I think it's just mineral depletion overall. That's what I see. So once you get your on track with the lifestyle and the hydrating and getting the right salt going in the system to help the cells stay strong. By the way, if you use a sun-dried organic whole food salt, it keeps arteries and veins flexible so they don't get stiff and rigid. Makes it harder to have plaque stick to the artery and veins when they're flexible. What'd you say, Frank? And cholesterol. What our brains are made of. I know. We covered this on the show that cholesterol, one of the organs that uses the most cholesterol is your brain. So when you take these anti-cholesterol drugs, you get brain fog. You can't even think. Duh. See? And there's really no scientific proof that your cholesterol creates heart attack. Nope. Or stroke. It's just something the drug companies kind of made up so they can sell more drugs. And of course, your doctors go to those medical schools where the drug companies pay for their medical textbooks. See how that works? So it's not that your doctors may not be informed, or it may be that your doctors aren't informed. It may be that your doctors were giving the wrong or half-truth information, right? And you know, I will say this, doctors that do their own research after they're out of medical school, they see their medical training was lacking in some areas. And they can't consciously go on treating patients that way. What'd you say, Frank? It was, it's gone beyond best interest. They now totally financially, on the population being chronically ill. Well, see, that's what I was pointing out. The Asian physicians and the American physicians, you see the total dichotomy. They're the totally opposite. It's in the best interest of healthcare here to you stay just well enough for them to continue to sell you their medicine, you know, until, of course, the system collapses and then it's oh well. But so here we have this report that we were talking about in Australia. They noticed, hey, you can get over these things in 3 days. Okay, so one of the things that I like to do to get over a virus in 3 days is, okay, we covered the not suppressing the fever and the immune system. We covered not drinking dehydrated things and keeping a fever wet. We talked about, you know, dealing with the aches and pains. And, of course, when you have a virus infection, you're not really hungry for anything. You ever notice that? You are, but you aren't. You mostly drink and sleep. And that's what you pretty much need. And what I like to do is flip in a little bit of immune support herbs into a little bit of room temperature water. Don't use cold beverages or ice water stuff because it shocks the tummy, and if you got a flu bug, then you probably throw up. So room temperature water is best. And I like to use my echinaceas, my ginsengs, my astragalus root, of course. And it really helps speed recovery because these herbs support immune system and macrophage development. And macrophage development is your white blood cells that have a very short lifespan. The blood, the bone marrow makes these in the blood system, and these antibodies have a very short lifespan. So these herbs help encourage more macrophage white blood cell antibody production. So it shortens the duration of illness. So instead of being sick 5 to 7 days, which, you know, by the way, if you ever noticed in the culture that we live in now, if you're out sick 2 days, the boss man or the school is calling to find out, are you going to be back the next day? You know, it's like you can't be sick, you know, a couple of days. They're hounding you to get back. So, you know, people need to rest. If you look at some of the, a couple hundred years ago when people got sick, you know, they'd huddle around a fire, they didn't want to get chilled and stuff, they would convalesce for a month getting over stuff. Okay? And, because they knew the importance of not rushing recovery back then. Here, we seem to have forgotten that part. Here is another quote. This is from Dr. Nugent with that report from Australia. He says, we looked at the whole breadth of the immune response in the patients regarding COVID-19 using the knowledge that we have built over years of looking at immune system responses in patients that are hospitalized with influenza, and the average patient recovers in 3 days, even, he says, with COVID. If you do it right, he says, our research has proved that even though COVID-19 is caused by a virus, in an otherwise healthy person, a robust immune system across different cell types was associated with full clinical recovery, similar to what we see in regular flu infections. So he says, our research pointed out some incredible steps in understanding what drives recovery from COVID infections. It shows the methods in which the immune system responds and helps us to see what is lacking in those who may have fatal outcomes. Well, I think I pointed these out. It's usually mineral depletion, as Dr. Johann Gazeek, the virologist, said only a minority of people with underlying health conditions are going to have a problem with this virus, like any influenza virus, because they're on drugs for heart disease and diabetes and other things that flush the minerals right out of their system. And the minerals are used by the immune system for defense, for producing antibodies. Okay? So if you take all the fluids out of our system, we're a pile of minerals. We have to replenish that. Now, a lot of that comes from your salt and the minerals from soil that are not in our produce anymore. As I pointed out, when they studied produce grown in the 1920s, compared it to produce now, it's 50% depleted because our agricultural department sucks. I'm sorry, I'm just saying it that way. They just don't let the land rest. They use a bunch of fertilizer and chemicals, and these plants struggle to be healthy and to grow anything worth eating. So, now, here's the thing about your immune systems. The antibodies of your immune system, yes, they kill infections, but it also regulates an appropriate inflammation response. It prevents replication of the infection and prevents the spread of the infection. So a healthy immune system is supposed to operate like that. And you got to have the building blocks of health to do it. What'd you say, Frank? Underlying what? Underlying conditions is not a medical term. Chronic illness is a medical term that is synonymous with underlying conditions. Right. Well, yes. So they're trying to find the keys to COVID, and they're trying to do all these things. And what we have to remember is a lot of things kind of dovetailed together. Nutrition, getting appropriate sleep, watching the caffeine, watching the alcohol, watching the tobacco, all these things affect immune system and your glands. When you're under stress, it really does suppress immune system. So there's a lot of things that we need to look at with regard to keeping our immune systems as strong as we can. Yes, you can use immune support herbs, and I do it all the time, but you also want to look at your lifestyle and see what you're doing that may undermine it. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs are really great at helping pointing that stuff out as well. They can tell you about foods that have zinc in them and calcium herbs and stuff like this. And some of the drugs, you can just put them in your search engine and you can find out if they deplete you of minerals. There's a lot of information still available that I encourage you to go tap into and be proactive. But the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have a free catalog if you'd like to call and request one. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Do sign up for their newsletters, Health Quest and American Survival. They are absolutely free, and they're delivered by email. So click on Books and Newsletters on their website and sign up there. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any drug or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.